Can you kind of put in perspective what the risk is of cardiac damage with Herceptin?
The peak seems to occur about 1.5 years after the start of Herceptin. And I'd say that risk in combination with anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy is about 4%.
And I guess now there are regimen. There's one regimen in particular that's been reported in these trials, the TCH regimen that has docetaxel, taxotere, carboplatin, and Herceptin that seems to have a lot less cardiac toxicity and maybe as effective. Is that your take?
Yeah, well, Dennis Lehman updated the results of the BCIRG study 006, and when he initially presented those results, both Herceptin-containing arms, whether it was AC taxotere versus TCH, were both better than the control arm, which was AC taxotere alone, showing again the power of targeted therapy in this disease and the benefits of Herceptin.
And that was about roughly a 50% reduction in recurrence, which is kind of what we've seen in all these studies, about a 50% reduction.
Right. And although there was no statistically significant difference between the two Herceptin-containing arms, there was a suggestion that the ACTH may have performed a little bit better than TCH, and that seems to have caught up to the TCH arm, seemed to be as good as the ACTH arm on the second analysis. But there's other data that still suggests that anthracyclines are important for HER2-positive disease, and although the results for the BCIRG study are very encouraging, I don't think we know for sure if we can get rid of the anthracyclines or whether there's a subgroup of patients that need anthracycline-based therapy. So in general, for somebody who's otherwise healthy and has no contraindications to anthracycline-based treatment, I still recommend an ACT regimen in combination with Herceptin.